Okay, Baruch Hashem. Back post-Pesach, they call it. Post-Pesach, Baruch Hashem. We're on page Reish Sadik Beis in Eshbach Lefon of Sichi, Perek Chavches, Perek 28, Reish Ayin Beis in the other editions. So Reish Sadik Beis or Reish Ayin Beis. The subject of the Perek is Chipus HaEmes, is being really honest, being very, very honest. You know, one of the things that I have found that I've heard anybody that's ever been to the 13, you know, 13 steps, the 12 steps, the 13th is when Mashiach comes. The 12 steps, the 12, that'll take care of all the other ones. But whoever's been to the 12 steps, one of the things that they've all told me is that the honesty is what helps bring them around to the Yeshua. Finally being able to, I guess they use this word nowadays, unpackage the stuff and to be open and honest about it. The same way that many people who are in therapy, they told me that the therapist hardly says anything. But the good therapist knows how to bring you around, to help you, to be able to be honest, to be honest. So it's what we were talking about before Yom Tov was really all by way of explaining one pasuk that David HaMelech said, Hareini Hashem Dakecha, Ahalech Ba'amitecha. Hareini Hashem Dakecha, Hashem, show me, David HaMelech asked, Hashem, show me your way. Ahalech Ba'amitecha. He didn't say, Ahalech Ba'emes. He didn't say, I want to walk in the way of truth. He says, I want your truth. Ahalech Ba'amitecha. Because we spend a lot of time and we put a lot of energy into building things up to accommodate our own idea of what the truth is. Because we want the truth to come out a certain way, we want it to be a certain way. And as a result of that, we are almost forcing Hashem, not that he could ever be forced to anything, but he made the world in such a way, like with Bilam, right? That's what we were talking about, remember? That Bilam said, hey, is this okay? And Hashem said, okay. And it wasn't okay. So we have to be careful with that. Is this okay? And to really want to know what Hashem thinks about something, there are ways to find out. We don't have the Nevuah anymore, but there are ways to find out through learning and through asking and so on. Is this Hashem's truth, or is this the truth that I wanted to be this truth? In other words, I wanted to turn out this way. I wanted to come out this way. So Bilam wanted it to be a certain way. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, like the Gemara tells us, B'derech she'adam rotzeh leilech, well, if you know so, if you, if that's how you want to go, go ahead. Relief in us. It's one of the hardest nisyonos that Hashem has created for us in this world, is that he doesn't get in our way. And we have to take responsibility for our poor choices. And anybody who wants to make, you know, who claims Simona Milsa, you see, I drove to Shul on Shabbos and I got a parking spot. That's a sign that God wants me to drive to Shul on Shabbos. And Simona Milsa, you see that it's a simon from God that he wants me to. So you could do that. We do that all the time, much more subtle ways, and that's ridiculous. But we do that in very subtle ways. We have these, you know, we try to read Simonim, and Hashem said, you know, don't just do the right thing. Don't go for this whole Simon thing. You got to be very careful with it. It's mixed Simonim, as I mentioned a few weeks before Yontif, a week before Yontif, that even a person as great as Yonah Hanavi, he wanted a Simon. He saw a Simon that Hashem wants him to run away from Eretz Yisrael because the boat came back. The wind, a crazy hurricane came and blew the boat back into port. So then Yonah HaNavi said, oh, it's a siman that Hashem wants me to get this boat. Hashem didn't want him to get on the boat. That was his nisayon. That was his test. So we were on the top of this. So what he's talking about is that especially when it comes to master or matam, when it comes to business, he was using it as an example, especially when it comes to matters of business, that a person, it could be that in a certain business dealing, there's something where there's a little bit of an issur, there's a little bit of something that's not kosher, but of course there's something very compelling in your emotions to make this work. And we have to daven in all these situations We have to ask for Hashem's help that we should know ahalach ba'amitacha, and we should check. And that's what it means. Chippus, to try as much as we can to find the truth, even if I might not emotionally be connected to that truth, because I'm much more emotionally to making a lot of money on this deal than the truth. So that's a very big design to overcome that, and to know it's not about how you feel; it's about what's right. And therefore, this part of his bodhus is asking Hashem for help, that we should be able to talk to you in an honest way and to be honest about who we are and about our lives and so on. Shari Matsinu, so on page Reish Sadik Beis, the third line, and Reish Ayin Beis, wherever it begins with Shari Matsinu, Shashem is Baruch Islonin al Bnei Yisrael b'midbar Sinai, Shalhoi Lahem Leiv Lavadis Hashem. We find it says in Pasuk that Hashem was lodging a complaint against us, that lahay lahem leiv lavadas Hashem, Hashem, that our hearts weren't in it, and it says in pasuk, miyitain v'haya lavavim ze lahem liroisi, miyitain v'haya lavavim ze lahem liroisi. You're orthodox, but I don't feel that your heart's in it the way that I would like. I don't feel that your heart is in it. And I want, Hashem is saying, it's almost like a tefillah. It sounds like davening. That Hashem is saying, v'itain, like, halavai. If only it would be that you should put your hearts into this. The Gemara says, shekavanas ha-pasuk hi, nochen she'en lechem leiv. So the Gemara explains that it's okay if you're not feeling it right now. That's okay. But why didn't you daven? Why didn't you daven to me and ask me to help you? And that's what his brother, this is about. It's okay that a person doesn't feel excited about his Yiddishkeit at this moment. You go through all kinds of things. And that's okay. That's understandable. But Hashem says, but I think you should at least daven for that. You don't seem to care. That's what it means. I understand that you don't always feel like this great love, this great awe, this ahava, this yira. And Hashem says, I know, I made you. And I understand that that's not something that most people can live with all the time, love and fear. I understand. But you certainly can daven for that. You could certainly talk about it. You could certainly acknowledge that there's an issue like this, and to want that it should be better. You should have done it. You're right. I don't have a heart for this right now. Please help me. Please help me that I should care more about this. In order that a person should be an ish emes, your whole life, you have to ask Hashem for help with that, to work at that. Because obviously, this search for the truth is the yisod, is the foundation of one's whole tachlis of what you're going to be in this world and what you're going to accomplish in this world. If this is missing in a person's life, this bakosha, this asking Hashem for the truth, this chipus achar ha'emes, search for the truth, and achieving the truth, he'll never reach the tachlis. Without the truth, he'll never reach the tachlis. He'll never reach the tachlis for the real purpose, why he was sent into the world. He'll be deluding himself. It'll be living somebody else's life. It's not him. It's not going to be him. Sometimes a person can be working very hard at something, and he has to ask God's broken. He sees it's not going, and it's very hard to be able to come to a point to say that this is not what I should be doing. And that's not easy. Maybe he was never, or she was never honest with himself, with herself, to actually to really be prepared to reconsider whether or not this is the emes. This is true for him or for her. Might be somebody else it works for, but not for me. So we have to daven for that all of our lives. Rak im yachter ela emes. Only if a person digs, yachter means to dig deep, to get to the truth. Yiskel is dabig by Hashem's baruch Hashem chayis my emes. Can a person become attached to Hashem? Because Hashem revealed to us that even though we don't understand, he has all these different midas, the way that he reveals himself in the world, but chayis my Hashem's baruch is emes. The seal of Hashem is truth. Is that's the one thing that we can talk about with absolute certainty and a feeling of truth is that Hashem's seal is truth, is truthful. And that's in our life that we have to try desperately to find. We have to ask Hashem to know what is the truth. Because we keep making a mistake. Rablevi Yitzchak, Olav Shalom Siper, Rablevi Yitzchak, he doesn't mean Beditchev, he means Rablevi Yitzchak Bender from Breslau. Siper, Sheben Ha'ovdim Ba'uman, Hayu Chiluka Deis. Listen, this is a very interesting story. Not a story, but it's an interesting little piece of history. Rablevi Yitzchak Bender said that in Uman, in Russia, by Rabbi Nachman's, there were big Ovdim there. Big Ovdim. Ovd Hashem, in Uman. Not talking about nowadays when I was 20,000. We're talking about those people in the old days that would go to Uman. There were big Ovdim. Just to get there, you had to be a big Ovid. Just to get there. So these big Ovdim, they were Chilukei Deis, they had a disagreement. And Nachlakul Shtekfusis. So Rabbi Levi Yitzchak said that he was in that world. And he said that the Ovdim and Uman were divided into two groups. Shneim Osku Shos Aruchos Betfila Vizbardus. Both of the groups were very, very, very frum. And they were spending hours and hours every day davening in Hizbardus. Rabbi Avram, Rabbi Nachman, Omar. Shneim Enim Hizbardus Kedaboy. But Rabbi Avram, Rabbi Nachman said that the Hizbardus of both of these groups was not Kedaboy, was not dropping. Even though they went there for that. They risked their lives to do it. But his partner was not Kedaboy. It was not right. What was wrong? So he says, look at this. Because you have in the same little place there in Uman, well now it's a bit, but it used to be in the same little place in Uman, there were some of the Oivdim would be standing there in davening with Nesham. Please, Rabbi Shalom, open up the eyes of my dear friends, the other chevra, that they should know the truth. Open up their eyes. Now, help Kvutza Beis. Help Kvutza Beis. Oh no, ha'er einei ha'nosh Kvutza Beis. Ha'im toyim. They're making a mistake. They're wrong. They're making a mistake. Whatever the Indian was, something, some detail. It's wrong. Chayin oisek Kvutza Beis. And of course, the second chevra. The second kvutza are davening the same thing. Please, Rabbi Shalom, open the eyes of kvutza aleph that they should see the truth. So he says, so Rabbi Avraham Rabbi Nachman said that that's not the proper Hizbardus. Even though it looks nice, like you love your friend, you say, please open up their eyes to see the truth. As I know the truth, open up their eyes to see the truth. And the other chevra is davening for them. So it looks like it's a nice thing going on. Everybody's trying to help everybody. And he says, page Vesh Sadigimel over here, Im Hoyim Hizbardus Kedaboy. If the Hizbardus was the right kind of Hizbardus, the right kind of his brother is to pull your eye out to ask Hashem, to daven to Hashem. Not about him. You want to daven to daven, then you should make a panos. That's for sure the truth. If you want, there should be the right his brother's daven, that I should be zeichen to know the truth myself. That I should be zeichen to know the truth. That I shouldn't be making a mistake. Because you're so confident that you're right and the other one's making a mistake. The other one was making a mistake. So like, so now it's the Yom HaAtzmaut coming up. So there's the annual, you know, I don't know if people still, like when I was younger, that was like the hottest topic, Yom HaAtzmaut. I don't know if it's such a big topic anymore, but anyway, it still is a big topic. Okay. So, huh? Right. So okay. So this is like every year you have these people that they, yeah, these Jews that they, this Indian, you know, is cooking them because they love this and you don't deny it. And everybody is so sure that they're right. And they're so sure. And it wouldn't be so bad if each one davened, opened his eyes, they should see the truth of Halal on Yom HaAtzmaut. The other ones davening, open up their eyes, they should see that it's not time yet to say Halal, we have to wait for Mashiach. But that would already be a nicer picture of what goes on. But Rabbi Levius was saying all of his Meiser, and Rabbi Avraham Rabbi Nachman, that he was saying is that, what's that your inyan like? He doesn't know. Maybe you're wrong. Maybe you need to daven that Hashem should open your eyes to see the truth. That's all you need to. And if you daven hard and you believe and you get and whatever and that's something that you believe is the truth and you cry out to Hashem to help you. You shouldn't be going the wrong way. The Michlis Eloza had, you know, Michlis Eloza was not. Would not have been saying Halal these days, you know. I don't have to explain that. I think you all know the Munkachi Rabbi Sfusi Elena. It's my grandparents of that. Michlis Eloza was very, very, very strong. Wow. Against, I'm talking about back in the beginning of the 20th century, very strong against Zionism. Him and probably the Rabbi Yashab from Lubavitch, the Lubavitch Rabbi, the two strongest anti-Zionists. It was very, very strong. They were leading the charge in Hungary and in Russia. It was like, man, it's strong. In Poland, it was relatively mild. But in Hungary and in Russia, it's very strong. So one of the biggest, biggest chassidim of the Michlis Eloza, of the Munkach Rebbe, was Rabbi Yisachar Teichtel, who wrote the famous sefer, Im Habanim Smeich, which he wrote a short time. He didn't even have any swarm. He wrote it from his head before he was killed. He was in Budapest. He almost made it. Just at the end of the war, he was killed. He has descendants in Yerushalayim and in other places. Some of them are Lubavitches, some of them are not, all different types. So he was a huge Lamed, a huge Talmid Chacham, very important Shuvas and so on. Mishneh Zachir, he wrote very big fast Shuvas, very Chashuva Rav. And at the end of the war, before he was killed, he wrote that sefer, which would not have made the Michlis Eloza happy at all. He rethought his whole mahalach. Based upon what he had seen, what was happening, and his experiences, and going through his level, he's hiding in this place for a while, going through, you know, Kolotor Kula. He came to this, that he believed that the truth was not the way that he received from his own rabbi. That's what he came to. I'm saying there was Michlis Eloza, they're both tzaddikim. We're not in that territory to discuss who's right. They're both big tzaddikim. The emes is, I believe, Eliyahu tzaddikim chayim. There's truth, of course, in both of these. But it took a tremendous amount of courage on the part of that tzaddik to be able to. You know, he invested his whole life into a certain way of thinking. And he was on board. Like, he invested himself completely into that. And he pulled out. He pulled out. So, well, again, I'm not saying right, wrong, we don't know. But, you know, you have these people, they scream and yell at you. You have to say, Halal Yom HaAtzmaut, and what's the matter with you? And you go to the parade. How do you know that you're right? And then you have the other ones that are screaming, this is the biggest richest in the world, and so on. How do you know that you're right? There was a huge Talmud Chacham. I used to learn a lot with the Oilam. We had the Chabura. We were learning the Sefer Mitzvahs. I did from the Lev Avram, from Rav Weinfeld. He was a big closing of the Chassid, huge Talmud Chacham, a survivor. And he wrote a long tshuva on the subject of this inyan of the State of Israel. Yes, he came from that very strong against. But the whole point that he makes is, and that shuva in the Lev Avram, which we learned together many years ago, one morning, the whole point that he makes is, are you absolutely sure? How do you know that you're going to say, because a chazal say like this, every chazal that you bring, the other ones bring a different chazal. Right? You know, you could do that. Nowadays, you could do it by computer. You don't have to even be a Talmud Chacham. There's no program, right? I don't remember, chapter something, right? You could probably say, present a compelling argument for how long your Masmut and supporting the Medina. And then you can then it'll print out something very, very nice. And then when it's done, you say, present a compelling argument against the Medina. We'll give you a nice tire. And you can hand out to each of the chavers. And then each one's going to dive in the middle. He's very open the eyes of this computer. And the computer says, I said both of these tires. Oh. I'm not deciding. You guys work it out. You asked me for the tire. I gave you pro and I gave you against. And each one is filled with chazals and filled with tzaddikim and Baal Shem Tov students and tshuvas and all kinds of rambams and ravids. They're beautiful. And this guy's marching against this one. This guy's marching against that one. And the computer's besimcha. All the Jews are fighting each other, and the only one that's happy is the computer, because the computer says, I'm happy like this, I'm happy like that. Whatever you ask me, I'll give you this tire. It's a pretty scary thing what's going on with that, just as a side note, that whole thing. So what Rabbi Nachman was saying was that the Ikir is, Esk Hashem, Harini Hashem Dekech, Ahalech Ma'amitach, I should go in the truth. I don't know what the truth is. It seems to me that this is what it is. I don't know. I could have all kinds of negatives. There could be many, many reasons why I prefer this truth. I don't know. And what could be Amitacha is not necessarily the emes for the other guy, because that's how Hashem made the world. And that's how Hashem made each guy. I'm not talking about writing on Shabbos, right? I'm not talking about making a fire on Shabbos. What we're talking about, there are many, 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 many areas in life where it's emes for him, it's not emes for me. How could that be? That's how Hashem made it. There's a lot in the lesson, other tzaddikim wrote a lot about that. It's not for now, but that's how Hashem made it. It's for him, it's emistic. The other one's not emistic. And you're screaming, you're ready, you're gonna make a whole tumult over this guy doing that. That guy, what he's doing, maybe. That's what Hashem wants him to do. You're convinced Hashem doesn't want him to do that. You might be wrong. My Rebbe said, he also has a Rebbe. My Rebbe's bigger than his Rebbe. And you start to play that game. Okay, like I told you, there's a Bachi that told me that, I mentioned a few weeks ago before Yontif, that there's a Bachi that told me that he was learning someplace in the, it was a Thursday night, it was already after the Seder, and he was learning Sfas Emes. And the Rebbe came over and he closed the Sfas Emes and said, we don't learn that over here. I said, why not? He said, that's not our Mahalach. So I said to the boy, you could tell the Rebbe in my name. It's okay, not from you. You don't make trouble. But if you want to, you can tell him that the Sfasemis is a bigger Talmud Chacham than him. And the Sfasemis apparently thinks that we should learn his Sefer. No? I think he wants us to learn his Sefer. He wrote the Sefer for us to learn. So tell your Rebbe that tell him that the Sfasemis is a bigger Talmud Chacham than him. And the Sfasemis asks him that we should learn his Sefer. And then he said to me, the boy, did you say that? I said, no. I'm just getting it off my chest. Don't say that to you. Are you crazy? I'll throw you out. So I just wanted to tell you how I feel about this. You know? The Sfasemis holds you should learn Sfasemis. Someone says, you're not allowed to learn Tanya. No, the Baal Tanya. Who are you? Are you a bigger Talmud Chacham than the Baal Tanya? Answer me. Do you know how to learn better than the Baal Tanya? There's not one person in our generation that knows how to learn anywhere like the toenail of the Baal Tanya. And you're going to say, you're not allowed to Tanya? I have a raya against you. The raya is that the Baal Tanya wrote a sefer called Tanya. And not only that, but he had copies handed out all over Europe, all over Russia. I studied the Baal Tanya. So then they might say something like, well, that was then he wanted you to learn it, but he wouldn't want you to learn Tanya now. So no, you're not a balabas over the Baal Tanya. So that's not your truth? Okay, so then you do what you like. Don't tell me it's not, don't tell me it's a sheker. It's not true. You're down for your truth. You're happy where you are, because in Tahai, be happy and do your thing and learn your swarm. I'm not telling you what to do. be happy. Adarav. But for me, this is the truth. For me, this is the truth. And we should be davening for ourselves, our families, even without children. It's hard. You can come up with the truth, not what you think is the truth. So those are the hardest ones. That hits. You'd be a nice guy, a nice girl with everybody else, you know, anybody else, kid. But when it's your own kid, and your own kid chooses a different mahal, I'm not talking about against Shulchan Aruch God, but you understand. Think in the world of Shulchan Aruch, the world of Torah. Your kid wants a different mahal in the world of Torah mysteries. You're going to say it's not the truth? Apparently, that's the truth that he came to. And he believes in that. He's working on it. And he has rebellion. He talks to Talmid Chacham about it. And that's true. So, that's what we have to daven. Chipus ha'emes, the truth. But when every side is so completely batuach, so certain that it's derech, that's it. He's davening that Hashem should help the people who don't know the truth. Hashem, help those poor people that they don't know the truth. Now, we daven that Hashem should open up the eyes of our brothers and sisters that they should know the truth of Torah and Yiddishkeit, Torah mitzvahs of Maimon HaSinai, of Amuna, that we daven. But it doesn't have to be your brand of, you know. I'm calling the spalal atzma. A nice of lemes, yeshlach levakesh is the emes lamita. So I spoke a little bit about this a few weeks ago. There's a famous story of Rabbi Nosson, which he's going to bring down. So I think most of you are familiar with this story. It's really a very deep and very remarkable story, and it's good to see it inside. Chamav, the father in law of Rabbi Nosson Breslover, was a huge, huge guy. But after he left Europe, he was in Tzfas. Actually, our dear Chavir, our friend Nachum Gordon, Olav Shalom, was a descendant. His mother was a descendant of Rabbi David Tzvi Orbach. And David Tzvi Orbach was Rabbi Nosson's father-in-law, and he was a Misnagid. And a very brilliant and strong person. And the story goes that Hagoyin Rabbi David Tzvi, he'd see a low. I think the Reb Shlomo Zalman, I think that the come from that Mishpacha. Itzilo Mishras Rabbanis, the Chofes Lamnoise Kirav Al Kama Ayams. Reb Nosson was known when he was a young man as one of the up and coming stars in all of Russia as to be a big Rav. He was a huge Dam Chacham to be a big Rav, and his father in law was making all kinds of inquiries. In the meantime, Rabbi Nosson was by Rabbi Nachman. And his father did not like that, was not happy with that at all. That's not why he married him off to his daughter, that he should be not in that business. So he wants him to be a rav of a city. And there were important cities that were interested in Rabbi Nosson. Rabbi David Tzvi was working on his son-in-law getting a position. And they were interested. He had a very good resume. There were no resumes in those days, but he had a very good reputation. Rabbi Nosson Shorla is a Rabbi, and also Rabbi Nosson had problems with his wife. It was not pushed over there with his Rebbetzin. She also, they were very, very, very poor. And she knew that she'd married this person who was going to, she thought he's going to be some big, big Rav and some famous, you know, she'll be a big Rebbetzin sitting somewhere in a nice city. And instead, the whole world of Breslov. And she wasn't happy about that. And there are stories that we have. It was not easy for Reb Nosson in his own house, what was going on. So he had this question. Should I do this? Should I go to become a Rav in one of these big cities? Reb Nosson Shaul Asai Rabbi. So he went to ask Rabbi Nachman. You know the story, right? So he went to ask Rabbi Nachman. Ha'im nochen l'shikabal l'abis rabbanis. Should I accept this offer for a bonus? Anul Rabbeinu Hain. Rabbi Nachman said, yes. Shai Ben Asan Zuhi Emes. Shai Ben Asan asked him, the Emes? Is that the truth? Zuhi Emes? Is that the truth? Amal HaRabi, okay. Zuli HaEmes. Rabbi Nachman said, yes, that's the Emes. The truth is, you should take the job. So pretty much every person in the world would at that point would just say, thank you, Rabbi, and respectfully walk out of the room and bring the good news back to his wife and father-in-law. But Rabbi Nosson wasn't a regular person. Rabbi Nosson loy stopik b'tshuvazu. Rabbi Nosson wasn't satisfied. He didn't stop. V'himshech lishol, and he continued to ask Rabbi Nachman, himzu achein ha'emes la'amita. Is it emes la'amita? Is it the truth of truths? Omel ha'rabi ha'emes la'amita hi sh'at aloi tisman l'arav. No, emes la'amita is you should not do that. In other words, Rabbi Nachman was talking about different layers, and there's a layer that's called truth that would have brought him shalom bayis and parnasa and prestige. And in that world, it's true. And if Rabbi Nosson would not have gone on probing, then he would have stopped at that place. And it wouldn't have been sheker had he taken a job, but it would have been emes, but it wouldn't have been emes lamita. It would have been true insofar as it would have brought whatever it could have brought to the family, perhaps, but it wouldn't have been his life's calling. It wouldn't have been the reason that he was sent into the world. Rabbi Nosson was not sent into the world to be the Rav of Lemberg or to be the Rav of Lodz or something. He wasn't sent into the world for that. It doesn't mean that a person can't do good things. He could have done good things. That would have been fine. But Rabbi Nachman was able to tell him, to guide him to the truth of truths. And the reason that Rabbi Nachman did that is because Rabbi Nachman persisted in asking for the truth of truths. So you have to look for that. And that's hard. Most people don't do that. I've thought about this a lot over the years, this little story. I feel that Rabbi Nachman felt deep inside of himself. I mean, loyachal. I can't do that. I'll do it, and as I'll go be a Rav if Rebbe tells me, because he knows that I can't do that. It's not me. But he was afraid to do that because together with his father-in-law and his wife and Parnassa and therefore he asked Rebbe Nachman. But I always looked at it that Rebbe Nachman felt he couldn't do that, and that if Rebbe Nachman had told him it's emes lamita. He would have been mevatel himself because he was a chassid, and he would have been mevatel himself. But it wouldn't have been Rabbi Nosson Brastin. It wouldn't have been Rabbi Nosson. Nosson is the light of the world. It wouldn't have been Rabbi Nosson. It would have been a very chosh of a big rav, which is great. And we probably have shells and shuvas and other things that would be great. And he might have built a cheder in the yeshiva and helped the town, and it would have been great. But it wouldn't have been the light of Rabbi Nosson, or Rabbi Nosson. Rabbi Nachman, I believe that Rabbi Nachman was bringing Rabbi Nosson to be able to come to that place and to be able to go on ask. Would he? And if he would have just walked away with the emes, would Rabbi Nachman have gone running after him outside the door and said, "No, you didn't ask me. It's emes lamita." I don't think so. So Hashem does that, and so does the tzaddik. He gave him an opening, just like Hashem gives us an opening to find the truth. And he gave Rabbi Nachman an opening to find the truth. I don't believe Rabbi Nachman was going to chase him out, chase him on the street, say, don't do it. Really, it's not the best thing. I need you to stay here. I don't think so. I think that he would have let him, which is the greatest of the tzaddik. That's how Hashem fears the world also. Hashem runs the world also. And, you know, with our own children, you have to have this chesbonos. The kid walks out the door, you know. He just told the kid, yeah, sure, go ahead. It's okay. Go out with your friends. Have a good time. Yeah. And the kid didn't say, really? The kid just said, oh, thanks, Dad. And then you want to run out and say that. You know, I didn't really mean that. I didn't really mean that. It's hard. It's very hard. But Rabbi Nachman knew Rabbi Nelson very well. The Chayre says, Hadavir Nira Tamua. So the author here says, this is strange. Shreikishashol Imzuha Emes. Because Rabbi Nelson asked Rabbi Nachman, is this the truth to take the job? Kibel Chuba Shachen Kane. See, he said, he received an answer, yes. So we have Amos, it's the truth. When he kept on pushing, then it turns out that was wrong for him to take the job. That would seem to mean that the first time Rabbi Nachman answered, that was not the Amos. Taking the job was not the Amos, because when he kept on pushing, and he got the Emes Lamita, then he said, no, don't take the show. Yesh kam lahavin madua anul ha-rebi bofen kaseh. We need to also understand, why did Rabbi Nachman talk in such a way? Why did he answer him in such a way? Shemati mir b'levi Yitzchak al v'shom. She yedua she Rabbi Nelson bitol daito rebi betachlis ha-bitol. We know, like I said before, Rabbi Nelson was mevatel himself to Rabbi Nachman completely. Everything. He surrendered himself to Rabbi Nachman. And after he heard Rabbi Nachman say to him, yes, the emes is, you should take the job. He continued on, is this the emes lamita? The mevakesh kazeh oinim tshuva acheres. As I said a minute ago, there are two different answers. There's an answer that you give to a person who is seeking the truth. There's an answer you give to a person who's absolutely will not live with anything but the complete truth. There are different answers. It's not about a lie. As I said, taking the job to be a rov would have satisfied the criteria of being a true life. It would have been a very meaningful and true life. It wasn't between Tov and Ra. It wasn't evil. But it wasn't Emes Lamita. Flamer, Vaday page, which side of this copy? Rabbi Nachman answered, the truth is you should take the offer, take the position. And that's the truth for a person who is not going to ask me any more questions. In other words, if you don't ask me anything else, that's the truth. That's the truth. For a person who's not going to ask any further, that's the truth. But as Rabbi Nachman believed, that you are a person who's not going to be satisfied with this truth. So you feel inside of you, even though you'll do what I'll tell you, but inside of you, you feel that it's not you. It's not the absolute truth. That's really either from Madrega. It's a different Madrega, it's from place. And therefore, that Rabbi Nosson base, that deeper Rabbi Nosson, that more honest Rabbi Nosson, got a different answer.
The first Rav Nosson Aleph, that was his emes until he became Rav Nosson Beis, and that only comes to the by those asking.
So Rabbi Nachman brought him to that place. Yes, Rabbi Nachman didn't. Rabbi Nachman could have said to him, look, the emes is, it's a good position, and it'll make your life a lot easier. But I know that's not you. That's what we usually do. You know, that's what we try to do. Rabbi Nachman didn't do that. That's why it's such a deep story. Rabbi Nachman just left it. Emes. And that was Rabbi Nosson Aleph. What? And Rabbi Nosson heard that. Rav Nachman brought him to a place inside of himself that he couldn't live with it. And that's why he had to ask that question. And then Rav Nachman, I would love to have seen the smile on Rav Nachman's face.
He didn't believe it.
Yeah. It would be nice to see a movie of this, that conversation. And Rav Nachman must have smiled. Huh? How is this brought down?
Yeah.
I don't know who said it over. I don't know. It's not Rav Nachman said over. So, Rabbi Nosson Bey's got a different answer. A different answer. But only because he asked. That's the chiddush here. Only because he asked. He kept on going. He kept on being a halach ba'amitach. I find it to be one of the most inspirational stories. The story. Gewaldige story. On both sides. Rabbi Nosson, Rabbi and Talmud. It's a gewaldige meisah. They said, "Sir, Chlanos Lodim Shuva Lefi Madrigosa Shalosh Shoah." Because you have to speak to the person on the Madrega, the place that he's in. And there is Nasan Alf, maybe Nasan Beis. Acheres at Shuva Ein Nacham, or else the answer is not right. Again, it's his truth, not your truth. He's coming to ask you for an etzah. L'chein rak im ha'odim yispalu v'yishchanan lirtsois lagi l'ames. Oh, no, I missed a line. Sheyesh l'odim eza suffik v'hadach lishol o l'kabal etzah. If a person's uncertain about something and he goes to ask for advice. Gam im ha'tzadik gadol ma'oid v'tzayif ruach ha'kaydash. Even if it's a very, very great tzadik, and even if he's such a tzadik that has ruach ha'kaydash. That's the first answer. He answers him according to his madrega. So before Rabbi Nosson kept on going, he was on the first madrega was big Talmud Chacham, difficult situation at home. And that's Lefi who he was at that second. You know, what was the right answer for him? The right answer was, yeah, you should take the job. That's the right answer. Therefore, only if a person davens very hard to get to the truth. It means like Rabbi Nosson. Rabbi Nosson was prepared, and Rabbi Nachman knew this. Rabbi Nosson was prepared to give up everything for to stay. If that's the Emes Amita, if the Emes Amita is to stay, to go on here in my life, with all the stuff that's going on at home and everything else, to stay in this life, Rabbi Nosson was prepared to do that. Because a person that's willing to give up and to lose for the truth of truths, which Rabbi Nachman was confident that Rabbi Nosson was such a person. Yuchel liskos la'gil emes, and he can be zeichet to come to the truth. Yuchel liskos la'gil emes, he can be zeichet to come to the emes. The real to the truth, Emes Amita, of who you are, what you should be doing in this world. Emes Amita. Dugman Osefes, Lekach, another example of this is Moshe Sharabeinu, Rav Nachman says, Shalom Atsinu Dugmasa Bishum Inyan. You don't see this anywhere else. Rav Nachman taught, Vahamaskil Hamevin Yeshlo Lespal Kol Yomav, an intelligent, wise person. Who understands needs to daven his whole life. She is kapam achas kol yimeichad v'shbizaycha. One time in his entire life, the daber dibra echad shel emes, to say one word that's absolutely true. To daven your whole life to say one word that's true. Karoi, meaning the emes amita, emes amita that's coming from the deepest emesic part of who you are. Lefnei Hashem karoi. Can't you see how? Saying this over in certain places, you'd have people saying, I don't agree with this. What that means when they say, I don't agree with this. The others who don't say it like this. I myself know that I have spoken many times things that are true. I understand what it means, but if you're not going to say, be one time in your whole life to say something. It's coming from that part of who you are, from Yechidish of the Nefesh, Mamash, the essence of who you are. Say a word. And in this conversation last week, there was a very sweet girl, not from here, and she was she was going out with a guy, and they were about to get engaged, and he flew the coop. You know, he dropped her. Just like that. Didn't even call her. Didn't meet with her, just texted. It was a hero, a real hero. So she says to me, the girl was crying. It's terrible. And she said, I'm embarrassed to say, you know how many times he told me that he loves me? So at that moment, what do you say? You say like something like, no, he really did. I guess he's just nervous, something like that. Or do you say, I don't think so. Sorry. Marry the guy that really does love you. You know, I don't know. I don't think so. Doesn't look like it. Just a text. I mean, you know, doesn't look like it. Unless it has some serious problems, guys. I don't know. But just to say something that should be banished, Amita. The problem with raising children, there are a lot of problems, but the difficulty, I don't mean problems, the difficulty with raising children is that children have a natural knack of picking up what's truth and what's not truth. And if a parent can say a certain thing that they say is that they say that they believe is the truth, but the kid can pick up that it's not emes lamita. And the kid would say, really? Is that the emes lamita? Yeah. And then the parent would just say, that's disrespectful, you know that. No, I don't mean to be disrespectful. I just want to know, is that the emes lamita? That's disrespectful, go to your room. But the emes, children have a tremendous chush for that. Children have a chush to pick up on something. So emes lamita, they can pick up on that. So Menachem is a person you daven your whole life. This is something, a deeper, pamach kolyam, this is a kolyam, she's got pamach kolyam, the daven deeper echad shal emes kero lefne Hashem keroi. Again, it doesn't mean that we're liars. It's not talking about lying. The same thing Rabbi Nosson, the story with Rabbi Nosson, it's not lying. We're not talking about sheker, we're talking about madrigas. Madrigas of Ebbets, madrigas. It's not lying. And this is something that's an important part of his Baidus, that tefillah, the chippus of a halach b'amitach, the mission will continue next time.